Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to It's Storytime Gather Round here at the World of Ink Network with your hosts, authors Christy Condaleo and myself, J.D. Holliday. Parents, if you or your children have any questions or comments, you can call in after the stories are read. Our phone number is 714-242-5259. That's 714-242-5259. Or you can join us here in the chat room at Blog Talk Radio. It's Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on June 9th, 2012. It's Storytime Gather Round. It can be listened to live at blogtalkradio.com/World of Ink Network, or you can listen to it on demand at any time you like at the same address or on iTunes by researching World of Ink Network. You can also find us at our site. It's storytimeforkids.blogspot.com. Hi, Christy.
Hi, Jan.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Good, good. We have two stories to read today. The first one is Porcupine Seed by V.G. Chari and illustrated by Bridget McKenna. And then the second book is Janus the Goose, written and illustrated by me, J.D. Holliday.
That sounds wonderful. Well, I'll be reading first. Porcupine Seeds, as you said, was by V.G. Chari. Porcupine longs to grow beautiful sunflowers in his garden, just like raccoon. When growing sunflowers, raccoons gives porcupine seeds. She says that all they need is soil, sun, and water. But growing sunflowers is not easy for porcupine. All right, once more, porcupine seeds. Porcupine loved visiting raccoon's garden. He turned cartwheels on the soft grass, ate juicy apricots from the trees, and listened to the soothing water of the fountain. Porcupine touched the soft flower petals. I wish I could grow sunflowers too, he told raccoon, but everyone says I have a brown thumb because all my plants turn brown. You can grow sunflowers, said Raccoon. She gave Porcupine a packet of sunflower seeds. All they need is soil, sun, and water. Porcupine thanked Raccoon. All the way home, he repeated, soil, sun, water, soil, sun, water. From the shed, Porcupine dragged out a pot and an old bag of soil. But when he lifted the bag, whoosh, soil slid from the bottom. Oh, no, Porcupine shook his head. He scooped up the cool soil and filled the pot. I hope I can do this, said Porcupine. He poured out the seeds, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seeds. Whee! A spring breeze swirled through the garden, and the seeds tumbled away. Oh, no! Porcupine hobbled after the seeds. He grabbed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seeds. I'll have to hold them tight, he said. With a quill, Porcupine poked 5 holes in the soil. He dropped a seed in each one. Soil, sun, and water. Sun comes next, said Porcupine, and he set his pot on the sunny porch. Every morning, the sunshine can warm my seeds, and maybe I can grow sunflowers. Now, the water, said Porcupine. He turned on the faucet and filled his watering can until it overflowed onto his feet. Ugh, it was too heavy to carry. Porcupine tipped the watering can until a little water ran out. Now, I can lift it. Porcupine shuffled to the porch and watered his seeds. I have planted my sunflowers. All I need to do is water them every day. He watered the seeds the next day, and the next day, and the day after that. One day, Porcupine noticed that the sun shone all day on the other side of the garden. The seeds will get more sun there and grow quickly, Porcupine thought. Then I will surely have sunflowers. As he carried his pot to the other side, Porcupine tripped. The pot flew out of his hands and landed with a crash near the grass. All the soil and seeds scattered. Porcupine gasped. He ran inside and threw himself on the couch. "My seeds are gone," he sobbed. "All that work and no flowers." All afternoon, Porcupine's heart felt heavy. He sipped lemonade, but it did not taste lemony. When he read his book, he did not laugh at the funny parts. After his nap, he did not feel rested. Just before the sun began to go down, Porcupine stepped outside. Mounds of soil from the pot sat at the edge of the grass. 5 little sprouts lay half buried in the soil. "The seeds are not gone," cried Porcupine. "They're still in the soil. I can still grow sunflowers." Every day, Porcupine watered the sprouted seeds. The seedlings reached for the sky. Porcupine watered. Stems stretched tall. One day, Porcupine found buds on each sunflower plant. Before long, they uncurled into bright sunflowers. When Skunk visited, he saw the colorful sunflowers. "I love your sunflowers," he said. "Me too," said Porcupine. He looked proudly at his hard work. All it took was soil, sun, and water. The end.
Okay, that was so cute.
Thank you.
Our second
book I thought
book
she did a wonderful
is,
job, too.
Oh, yeah. I do. I think it's so cute. It's a cute story. Our second book is Janoose the Goose, written by myself, J.D. Holliday. Janoose the Goose is visiting her cousin, Molly the Duck, on the farm. Janoose likes the barnyard very much, but she must go home because there are no job openings there. When her flight home arrives, the fox has begun a crime spree, and Janoose is the only one who can stop him. Again, Janoose the Goose. The flock just flew overhead. Janoose the Goose heard them. "That's my flight home," she exclaimed, rushing towards the barn. Janoose climbed the ladder to her room in the loft. Molly the Duck left her duckling Dee Dee playing in the yard and hurried after Janoose. "I have to check the schedule for the next flight home. My vacation is over," Janoose told her cousin Molly. "Why, it seems too early for those birds to be flying home," Molly said. "Oh, it's too late to catch up to them. I'm not even packed," Janoose cried. "I thought I had more time before I would have to go home." Janoose arranged her glasses squarely on her face and looked across at the calendar and gasped. "Oh, no. There was only one flight left on the schedule." "You better not miss it. The last time you flew home by yourself, your glasses fell off and you got lost. You were late getting back to work," Molly reminded Janoose. "Too bad you can't stay here with Dee Dee and me." "How can I stay? Everyone has a job on the farm and there's none for me," Janoose said. She sighed and stuffed her sweaters into her backpack. "And I have a good job honking the ships in at the lighthouse. My boss will replace me if I'm not back on time. There are plenty of honking geese waiting for a good job, you know." "Well, we'll miss you, Janoose," Molly said. Just then, Janoose heard a noise. "What was that?" she asked. "I didn't hear anything," Molly said. "Maybe that's my flock coming back for me," Janoose said doubtfully as she and Molly ran to the window. Looking out the window, Janoose was shocked at what she saw. Dee Dee was being chased by a fox. Dee Dee tried to fly away by flapping her little wings, but her wings were not strong enough to get her off the ground. We better do something or Dee Dee will become duck soup," Janoose said. "My baby," Molly gasped. Janoose shouted at the fox, "Hey, leave her alone. She's smaller than you." The fox looked up at Janoose. "Get lost, goose," he shouted back. "Run, Dee Dee," Molly yelled, racing down the ladder. Janoose flapped her wings and zoomed down on the fox. She honked and honked, making lots of noise. Fox covered his head. "Gee, you're noisy. Stop, will you?" he screamed. But Janoose yelled louder and chased him around the barnyard until the fox made his escape, slipping under the fence. "I'll be back," he yelled. "Don't bother," Janoose shouted after him. "Only farm animals are wanted here." Suddenly, everyone streamed out of the barn. "What's all the noise?" Austin the horse asked. "The fox was after my baby," Molly said, hugging Dee Dee tightly. Janoose kept honking and chased him away. Eudigenous, Katzilla said, hustling her two kittens along in front of her. She is loud enough to scare crows, Austin murmured. You don't say, Susie Cow said. I heard the fox works at the feather factory in town. They have the latest in livestock fashions for animals in their barns. It's the feathers the fox wants. He's stealing. He should have asked, Gertie the hen said. I wouldn't give him my feathers. And Dee Dee needs all of hers, Molly cried. Oh, I guess chicken feathers would do in a pinch, Gertie clucked. Or goose feathers, Janu said, biting her wing in thought. There are lots of feathers in my nest, Gertie added. Mine too, Molly said. I've heard the fox will feel free to attack at any time he wants to, Katzilla told the others. We had a volunteer farm watch program once, but everyone kept forgetting to watch out for problems just like this, Austin reminded everyone. Well, as long as Janus is here, we will all rest easy knowing she'll sound the alarm, Gertie said. That's right, Katzilla added. Janus frowned. Oh, but I won't be here. I have to go home. And the last flight is tomorrow, she told them. Maybe you can work here and be a security guard, Molly said. No, Katzilla said knowingly. There is no money for that job. Gertie said, then what are we going to do if the fox returns? No one is safe as long as he can come and go as he pleases. We'll all go crazy if the children have to be locked in the coop all day. Molly said, we should keep watch over the barnyard around the clock. There is no telling when the fox will come back. You can see the whole farm from my room in the loft, Janu said. You can use it as a watchtower. That's right, and I'll take the first watch, Molly told the others. So Molly sat watching over the barnyard from the loft that night while Janu slept for her flight home in the morning. But Molly was tired. It was a long day running after Dee Dee, who loved to get into mischief. It was not long before Dee Dee dozed off. The sun was rising when she woke to the sound of Janus's flight coming their way. Molly screamed, Janus, wake up! Help, Fox! Janus shouted, jumping out of bed and grabbing her glasses. No, Fox, it's the flight home. It's here. Look out the window, Molly said, pointing. Oh, Janus said. She quickly picked up her backpack and went to the window. The flock was almost overhead, but it was something on the ground that caught her eye. Someone looking like the scarecrow was walking across the yard and heading for the chicken coop. Who's that? Janus shouted as the scarecrow reached the coop. I never saw our scarecrow move before, have you, Janus? Molly asked. Then she added, if he's trying to scare the hens, it won't work. Everyone knows scarecrow isn't really scary. But Molly, scarecrows don't have a furry tail. That's the fox, Janus exclaimed. As the fox stepped into the coop, Janus flew out the window. Once again, she honked and honked. Gertie and her chicks came fluttering out of the chicken coop, the fox behind them. He dropped Scarecrow in a heap and dashed for the gate. Everyone came streaming into the barnyard just as the fox knocked over Susie's milk bucket. Janus shouted, get him! The fox tried to get away but she flew right into him, ending his escape. Austin grabbed hold of the culprit as everyone gathered round. Janus could still hear honking. Molly could still hear honking, so she said, okay, Janus, you can stop honking now. Janus got up. But I'm not honking, she said. Gertie yelled, it's their flock flying overhead. They all looked up. A large flock of geese were soaring out of sight. There goes my flight home, Janus cried. Dee Dee came running out of the barn just as the siren sounded. I called the police, she said, smiling. The police car roared into the barnyard. Two policemen got out. You found the feathers thief, one said. The other handcuffed the fox and said, he won't be taking what isn't his where he's going. Feather stealing is a crime in the state, buddy. Looks like our fox problem is solved, Gertie said. Yes, but I missed my flight. What am I going to do? Janus asked. Oh, dear, Molly said. Try not to worry, Janus. We'll think of something. As the police car sped away, a van drove into the barnyard. Mr. Rooster, the feather factory owner, got out, he said. I just heard the fox was stealing feathers. In my business, that's not allowed. He's fired. Then you need a new feather buyer. Molly exclaimed. Why, yes, Mr. Rooster said, I do. I know where I can get plenty of feathers, Janu shouted happily. You're hired. You can start tomorrow, Mr. Rooster said. And he got into his van and drove away. Janu asked, Dee Dee, can I please use your phone? Who are you calling, Janu? Molly asked. My old boss at the lighthouse. He can replace me now that I won't be coming back, Janu said. I'm already home. The end.
Oh, that was wonderful, JD.
Thank you. Okay, let me see. Let me just say that I wrote and illustrated Janu's the Goose, and I have one other book out. It's a chapter book for 6 to 8 year olds called The Great Snowball Escapade, and my next book will be The Spy Game, and that's a picture book as well. And my website is www.thebookgarden.net.
Oh, that's great. Now, let me remind everybody that DG Chari can be found at www.dijikchary.com. And you can also find her books on Amazon.com. Just type in Porcupine Seeds. Well, it looks like that's it for the show today. I would just like to remind everybody that I'm Christy Condaleo, and you can find me at www.epiescreations.com. J.D. Holliday is my co-host. You can find her at www.thebookgarden.net. We want to put a special thanks out there to Virginia Grenier for her help setting up the show today. And you can find us at itsstorytimeforkids.blogspot.com. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. Bye now.
Bye.